Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴能够有机会在这个地方跟大家分享神的话。
I'm very happy to have this opportunity to be here and to share the word of God with you.
我们今天会继续我们对这个雅各书的这个讲论。
We will be continuing in the book of James.
今天的题目叫做不要骗自己。
And the topic today is do not deceive yourselves.
这是很白话的说法哈。
It's very plainly speaking.
我们什么时候在人生里面会知道我们很多的时候会对一些事情看不清楚，被一些事情蒙蔽而看不清楚。
What may make us blind in our lives?
我们当中这个年轻人不懂，我们要问这个年长的有人生经验的，什么东西会让你这个人这个看事情的时候会被迷惑了？有什么？
The youngsters may not know this, but the elders among us should know what will confuse you in life.
40岁以上的回答。
You should answer if you are over 40 years old.
我们这样就知道了，谁是40岁以上？谁？来，有什么东西？我们会被什么东西蒙蔽我们的这个双眼？来，贪欲，很好。还有呢
？Greed。
还有什么？再讲两个。
What else? Two more.
还有什么？爱情很好。
Love.
对了，这怎么都是标准答案？还有第三个，什么？爱情是盲目，然后相反的是什么？骄傲。OK， 或者是仇恨啊，骄傲。
Proud, pride and hatred.
好，那还有什么东西比？被蒙蔽看不清楚事实更糟糕的呢？
But what is worse than being blinded or what is worse than cannot seeing things clear?
也许就是相信一些这个不是事实的东西，他确信一些这个谎言。
What could be worse is a false belief is that you are certain about something but that is false.
比方说他相信那个铁达尼号不会沉没。
For example, believing that the Titanic will never sink.
或者相信那个庞贝城旁边那个维苏埃火山不会永远不会爆发。
Or believing that the Mount Vesuvius volcano will never erupt.
今天我们要看的这一段的经文，雅各要告诉我们，我们在生命里面有什么东西是我们会自己欺骗自己。
And from today's scripture, James will tell us what are some things in our lives and that are deceiving ourselves.
有什么谎言是我们在信仰里面却坚信不疑的？
What are some lies in our beliefs?
好，我们先稍微回顾一下我们前面几次所讲的。
First, let's review the past several messages we've been talking about.
我们需要有人技术支援一下。下一页。好。我们前面几次呢，我们稍微提一下，我们讲到这个耶稣的弟兄雅各，他这个看到了复活的主以后，就成了一个跟随主的仆人，他自称为是主的仆人。
So in the past several months, we've talked about James, a brother of Jesus, became a believer after seeing the resurrected Jesus and became a servant of him.
而雅各这个人呢，他不但是告诉别人要有行动。
And James didn't just tell others that they should have actions.
他自己也是用行动来反映出他的信心。
He actually demonstrated his living faith with his own actions.
所以他甚至用他的殉道的死能够活出他那个信心的真实。
Including his own death.
那接下来在这个雅各书他也告诉我们说，那个试炼我们要用喜乐来拥抱试炼。
And moving on, the book of James told us that trials produces perfected life.
We need to embrace the trials.
Yes.
那这个是因为试炼可以使我们得着完全的生命。
Yes, and because trial produces perfect life.
接下来他又告诉我们，作为一个基督徒，我们要不要心怀二意
？And then told us, as Christians, we should not be double-minded.
好像那个浪被风抓住一样在海里面翻腾。
Like the wind tossed, like the waves tossed by the wind.
他在那里面讲的时候，跟上帝、跟耶稣基督啊，跟神做比较的时候，他说神是那个一心要祝福我们的神，而我们人却常常心怀二意。
So our God is a single-minded God that is set on to give us blessing, but we are oftentimes double-minded in comparison.
好，现在让我们进到我们的今天主要的这个经文。我们先看前面十八节到第二十一节。
Then let's moving on. Let's move on to our scripture and let's look first at verse 18 to 21.
这几节的经文有时候有一点点不是很清楚，所以我把它分开来这样子看。你看这个前面把它分成三个段落这个从十八节那个地方算是一节，然后跳到二十一节，我把它这样子区分开来，所以我们试试看这样子念好不好？我们念的时候呢，从十八节念完以后就跳到二十一节，我们先这样子念。好，我们用中文我们先用一次中文一起来念好
不好？ Let's read in Chinese.
请
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
对不起，刚才好像麦克风没有开所以十八节那个地方雅各说我们借着神的道能够得救是上帝自己的心意。
So in verse 18, James talk about the reason we can be saved is by God's own desire.
但是那个只是我们新生命的一个开始。
But that's only the beginning of our new life.
而这个新生命在成长的时候呢，会受到许多的拦阻。
And when our new lives grow, it will be hindered by many other things.
所以保罗在十九到二十节的时候，他说呢，我要给你们一些提示。
And therefore, in verse 19 and 20, James says, "Listen, I'm going to give you a few tips."
他说的他的这些提示就是，简单的说就是快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
And to put simply is to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
而二十一节，他实际上可以算是回应十八节，他说到，我们要以两件事来回应上帝给我们的这个救恩。
And verse 21 is a response to the saving grace that we should do two things in response to the salvation we received.
所以说他说第一我们要脱去生命中的各样的污秽。
The first is to remove immortality or evil from our life.
然后呢要让那个我们新生已经在我们那个新生命里面那个道已经种在我们生命里面的那个心中的那个道能够继续的成长。
And let the word that gives you the start of your spiritual life and the word that is already planted in you to continue to grow in you.
我刚才这个忘了提醒大家，在中文的我有时候会讲到神的道的时候，英文很简单，它就是 the words of God 或者 God's word 但是在中文有时候我会把它讲成神的道，有时候是神的话如果你听到两个，其实是指同一件事情啊。OK, 好，对不起，这不需要翻译。那我们接下来就是讲到说，你可以注意到哈，这个James 的这个雅各呢，他讲到这个在蒙救赎的生命中，道德的生活和领受神的道，这两者是不可分的。
And you can see that in James' mind, it's impossible to separate the concept of receiving God's teaching and living a moral life.
那我现在就要在这两个角度，一个是我们的生活，一个是上帝的道，从这个角度来试着看这个雅各给我们的三个提示。
So, I will be looking in both perspectives, both in our lives and from the perspective of God's word, and to see the three suggestions that James is giving out here.
我们所要看的首先是前面这两个快快的听慢慢的说。
And let's start with quick to listen and slow to speak.
它好像一个铜板的两面是不可分的。
Sorry. It's like the two sides of the same coin, they are inseparable.
那同样的这个的提示也可以用在一个道德的生活还有神的道领受神的道这两个方面从这两个方面来看。
And the same parable can be used on living a moral life and receiving the word.
快快的听这个快快他描述了一个人他一种诚恳非常乐意想要倾听的一个态度。
The word quick in quick to listen captures the attitude of eagerness of the listener.
而在慢慢的说里面这个慢慢这个说这个形容词呢反映出一个人他的谦卑还有他的耐心。
And the word slow in slow to speak also reflects the humility and patience of a person.
而这种快快的听慢慢的说在我们的生活当中在我们的弟兄姐妹当中在我们教会的同工当中我们要过一个正直的生活我们就需要能够快快的听慢慢的说。
And we need to be quick to listen and slow to speak and to be good people and to be good brothers and sisters and co-workers in church.
所以同样的呢我们当我们需要领受神的道德的时候我们要学习上帝的话语的时候我们也需要能够快快的听慢慢的说。
And similarly, to receive the word of God, to study his teaching, we also need to be quick to listen and slow to speak.
不晓得你有没有在我们的当中有时候会注意到这样子的现象。
I don't know if you notice this among us.
有一些人他们很习惯于非常的急迫的想要告诉你为什么他做这件事情他要这样子做为什么他这样做是对的。
Someone who's just always quick to jump to justification of what he did, like explaining why he did something.
或者是有些人喜欢我们中也许就是哗众取宠喜欢讲一些话引起别人的注意。
Or someone who always try to say something to get people's attention.
有时候呢有一些人说一些话目的是为了自己的利益。
Or someone who speaks something to seek benefit for himself.
这都是和所谓的慢慢的说快快的听是相反的。
Those are all examples of actions in opposite to quick to listen and slow to speak.
当我们有这样子的反面的态度的时候就会影响到我们在弟兄姐妹当中的生活。
And when we have those behaviors, it will affect our relationship with our brothers and sisters.
也会影响到我们能够聆听上帝话语的能力。
And it will also affect our abilities to listen to the word of God.
第三是讲到要慢慢的动怒。
And the third tip James gave out here is slow to anger.
我想在这个部分还有雅各书其他的经文都让我们看见雅各其实有特别要强调这个慢慢动怒这个教导。
I think this is not the only instance where James gave out the teaching about be slow to anger. There are many other instances in the book of James.
而在这个地方他多用了一个这个片语来描述慢慢动怒这件事情。
And here, he used an additional clause to further explain why we should be slow to anger.
他这里就说，因为这个人的怒气呢，是不能够成就神的义。
It says because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
中文翻译成成就这个东西，在 NIV 的英文里面，它的意思就是产生。产生出
Here it used the word produce
那这个
他这里说不能够产生出神的义，到底这个神的义指的是什么东西呢？不能够产生什么东西呢？
So, what does the righteousness of God means here?
那可能不同的人可能有不同的解释的方法。我看过有三种不同的解释，但是我觉得其中一个最好的解释是这样子。
So among all the possible explanations, I think the best one looks like this.
这里神的义是指的不能够产生出上帝对他选民希望他们所过的那种正直的生活。
So here, the righteousness of God is the righteous life that God desires to see in His chosen people.
所以，当我们有这个常常处在一个愤怒的状态当中的时候
，So when we're always angry,
我们没有办法过一个上帝所喜悦的正直的生活。
We cannot live the life that God desires to see in us.
因为我们的眼睛会被仇恨所蒙蔽。
Because our eyes would be blinded by such hatred.
我们的耳朵也听不见这个世界的声音。
And our ears cannot hear other voices in the world.
这种的义，当然从这个雅各的角度，不是指那种神的好像公义的愤怒。
So the righteousness of God here doesn't mean righteous wrath of God.
他是在描述人自己的那种的愤怒，伪装成这个上帝的义。
It's talking about human deceiving their own anger to take it as the righteousness of God.
因此，当我们有这样子的这种的反应的时候呢，我们就没有办法在人跟神面前活出一个上帝所喜悦的正直的生活。
And therefore, when we have this angry reaction, it prevents us from living the righteous life that God desires, both in front of our brothers and sisters, and also in front of God.
在这边也顺便提一下我们这个地方讲到这个神的义的时候。
And also when we talk about the righteousness of God here.
我们看见雅各书里面所描述的，他已经不再单单是讲到人因信称义这么一回事情。
We'll see that James talks beyond the concept of justification by faith.
当我们人被救赎的时候，我们不仅仅上帝的救赎不仅仅是停留在称义这一个阶段而已。
When we are saved, God's salvation doesn't stop at a point of justification.
当我们接受主蒙恩得救的时候，神给我们一个在他面前称义的地位。
When we accept the Lord and be saved by Him, He gives us the justification.
但是我们的真正的生命成长的旅程在往前走的时候，神还希望我们有一个成圣的生活。
But as we grow, God also desires us to have a sanctification.
最后至终的目标是往我们能够得到荣耀。
And eventually that to receive the glory.
在这个地方我也是只是提醒我们怎么样在接受神的道上面有一些具体的建议。
And here I also want to remind you and give you a few tips on how to receive the word.
我想现代人常常碰到的一个问题就是我们生活在忙碌当中。
I think a problem that many of us face as modern people is we are having very busy lives.
要能够让上帝的道在我们的心里，你第一要学会放慢我们生活的脚步。
To keep the word of God in our hearts, the first thing to learn is to slow down our pace in life.
要能够有时间去思考，并且在神的话语里面有一些反省。
And to have time to think.And reflect in God's word.
避免太多的这个所谓的，我不知道中文怎么讲 ，social media 是什么东西啊？
社交媒体。
社交媒体，减少社交媒体的时间。
Cut down your time spent on social media.
第二， 希望你们在学习圣经神的话语的时候，能够懂得选用一本或者几本好的圣经的翻译。
And also, learn to use one or a few, good Bible translations or versions.
第三，你们要有机会常常在不同的场合里面和弟兄姐妹能够就你们所领受到神的话语彼此能够有一些对流交流的时间。
And thirdly, find opportunities, regular opportunities to receive feedback from other saints and brothers and sisters and talk about what you've learned in the Bible.
我同时要顺便提一下，你去读这些所谓的圣经注释书的时候。
And also when you read the Bible commentaries.
不要抱着一种排斥的心理。
Don't immediately refuse or go against it.
好像有一些人认为参考书都是一些知识，是没有生命的东西。
Like many may think that commentaries are just knowledge and they don't have lives in it.
我们忘掉，其实这些当然不是所有，很多这些注释书的作者，他们都是常年的基督徒，他们在主里面的生命比我们成熟许多，所以我们借着这个参考书可以和他们和这些成熟的基督徒有所交流。
Many of the writers of those commentaries are actually very good mature Christians in their times, and by reading their commentaries, we can actually have a way of communication with them.
好，前面我们讲到说我们要领受神的道。
So previously we talked about how to receive God's word.
我们接下来要看22节到25节，讲到行神的道。
And now let's read verse 22 to 25, which talks about doing God's word.
这一节的经文，因为中间插入了一个例子，就是照人照镜子的例子。
Because the scripture used an example of a man looking at himself in the mirror.
他的本意是要更希望能够更清楚的解释他自己的意思，但是似乎现代人看这一段的时候，常常反而被那一段的说明给搞糊涂了。
James' intention was to further explain what he meant, but a lot of times when we read it, we got confused.
好，我们现在来试试看这样子读，还是一样，我们读的时候先读22节，然后就跳到25节。
Yeah, let's read verse 22 and then just skip to verse 25.
22, 然后25。请，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己，唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。那么紧接着第21节那个地方说到神的道能够拯救我们。
So, right after verse 21st, where it talks about how the word of God can save us,
雅各马上就提出一个警告。
James move on to provide a warning.
他说如果我们只是听神的道而不行道，我们就是自己在骗自己。
If you only listen to the word of God and do not do what it says, you are deceiving yourselves.
那这种自欺的信仰呢，就好像一个人照镜子。
And such self-deceiving belief is like someone looking at his face in a mirror.
一个人照镜子就是想要看一看自己长什么样子。
The purpose of looking into a mirror is to see what you look like.
但是一回头他就忘了自己长什么样子呢？那照镜子这件事情对这个人是没有什么益处的。
But if as he turns around, he forget what he sees in the mirror, then the action of seeing his face in the mirror becomes doesn't have a purpose.
同样的，如果我们来到上帝的话语的面前，只听不行的话。
And similarly, if we come to the word of God and we listen but we never practice it.
雅各在这个地方说，那么神的话就对你没有益处。
And James says, it will do you no good.
如果你认为神的话能够对你有益处的话，你只说不行而却能对你有益处的话，那么你就是在自己欺骗自己。
Thinking that just by listening to God's word and without doing it, and it will help you, that is deceiving yourselves.
所以我们在这个地方要学习停止自我欺骗。
So here we need to learn to stop self-deceiving.
纵使我们可以骗得了别人，
though we may be able to deceive others,
甚至我们可以骗得了自己，连自己都相信，
or even ourselves.
但是你真的以为我们可以骗得了神吗？
But can we really deceive God?
如果我们不会学习在这个服事顺服在神的话语当中来实践他的命令的话，
If we don't follow God's word and practice his commands,
我们是没有办法在这当中蒙神的祝福。
We cannot get blessed by God in doing so.
我们没有办法在信仰里面得到生命里面的自由。
And we cannot get a freedom of life in our faith.
这里讲到我们顺服神的律法可以得到自由。
It says that obeying God's law will bring freedom.
他的想法是说，因为神他可以为此负责。
Because God will be responsible for it.
顺服在自己的情绪，还有我们的渴望，我们才是真正被这些东西来奴役。
Obeying our own emotions and our own desires, means we are actually slaves of those emotions and desires.
成为监狱的那个墙不是在上帝之城的城墙之内。Oh, 对不起，监狱不是在上帝之城的城墙之内。
So,
这个人生的监狱啊，不是在上帝律法、上帝的城所建起来的那个城墙之内。
There is no jail for slavery in God's kingdom.
Inside of the wall of the city of the God.
I don't know what that is.
监狱是在上帝之城那个城墙之外。
The wall of the jail in our lives is out of the wall of God's kingdom.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. 那这个在上帝之城的城墙外面，它是监狱。
So outside the wall of the city of God, there's prison.
在耶稣基督之外，是我们人性被放逐的地方。
And outside of the body of Christ, it is the exile of humanity.
当我们听到雅各这样子的劝勉的时候
，And when we hear those words from James,
我们要看见他所说的人生里面那些有价值的知识，
We ought to see that the valuable knowledge in life,
它总是我们行动的一个序曲。
It's always a prelude to our actions.
换句话说，如果你的知识没有带出行动的话，它就不是有价值的知识。
In other words, if your knowledge cannot bring actions, those knowledge are not, that knowledge is not worthwhile.
我看到教会的一些事情，我觉得很受这个激励。
I saw some things in our church and I feel very encouraged.
特别是看到我们弟兄姐妹这个回应上帝要我们传福音的这个呼召，以及我们回应的行动。
Especially when I see brothers and sisters answer our calling for evangelism and take actions on it.
传福音一直是我们教会的一个重要的一个事工。
To spread the gospel is always one of the most important missions in our church.
所以这个不是一件新鲜的事情。
So that's not something new.
但是我看见我们弟兄姐妹在这个过去这些年当中，我们有很多的机会和其他的教会能够一起的在传福音的事情上同心的努力。
But in the past few years, I saw brothers and sisters took actions and communicated with other church to work in union and to work together to spread the gospel.
所以今年我们是第一次和我们附近的几个教会一起有这个联合的退休会。
This year is the first time that we had a combined retreat.
Summer retreat, yes.
Retreat with other churches.
今年也是我们第一次，我们当中一些年轻的弟兄姐妹和其他教会年轻弟兄姐妹一起合作，来办一次的这个秋令的福音营。
Today is also the first time that a few young brothers and sisters in our church worked together with other young brothers and sisters in other churches to have this combined gospel camp.
在这种联合的基督徒的联合的聚会当中
，in those combined worships and gatherings,
神的道被宣讲，神的福音被宣扬。
The word of God is proclaimed and the gospel is spread.
教会跨越出自己的界限。来同心的见证在神的教会当中的合一。
Churches step out of their comfort zone and become a one combined testimony of how the Church of Christ should unite with each other.
我们教会的许多的团契当中，也彼此的在传福音的事情上互相的能够支持。
Different fellowships. In our church, also worked with each other to support each other in the same mission.
他们有时候是这个介绍人到新人到团契当中，也许不是他自己的团契，但是可以介绍到其他人其他的团契当中合适的团契。
Sometimes it's guiding the newcomers to the correct fellowship.
有时候互相的接送这个参与的人。
Sometimes it's to give ride.
有时候是提供食物。
Or to provide food.
我感谢神，我们的教会在这一方面有许多的这个好的这样子的见证。
I give thanks to the Lord that we have so many good testimonies in this area in our church.
所以我们可以看见我们的信心是有行动的信心。
So we can see our faith is a faith with actions.
因为没有信心没有行为的信心，雅各说就是死的。
Because according to James, faith without actions is not living faith.
这也是我们在接下来要看的这个第三段。
And that is the same message that we will see in the third part.
这个标题我是写什么是真敬虔，这个是照我们和合本的这样子的翻译。
The title is What is True Religion?
英文的翻译是有点有比较有一些人可能会觉得不是很舒服，是他是说什么是真的宗教 religion?
Yeah, in English it used the word religion.
这些很多人现在不喜欢用这个词，好像讲到宗教它自动的就有不好的意思。
Many of us doesn't like this word, and thinking that religion means something bad.
我们用其他的词代替，比方说我们的信仰，我们基督教不是宗教，是一种生命。
So we try to replace it with other words like faith, or sometimes we talk about like Christian is not just a religion, it's a way of life.
其实这个字原来的意思 ,religion, 它是一种敬虔，在上帝面前一种敬畏的意思。
But in its original meaning, religion just means a type of fear before Lord.
Yeah, 所以它这个地方讲到说怎么样的基督徒才是真正有那种的敬虔，或者在上帝面前是可以被称为敬畏神的人。
So here it talks about what does it mean to have that fear of God?
我们一起来看这最后的这两节的经文。
And let's read it together.
好，第二十六跟二十七，如果你们翻到的话，就请我们一起来读，请。 若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们父面前，那清洁没有沾污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。最后雅各在这方总结的时候，他要告诉我们什么才是神看为真敬虔。
So when James concludes this passage here, he wants to share with us what's true religion in God's eyes.
他这里首先讲到勒住舌头。
He first talks about keep a tight rein on the tongues.
当然在传统的智慧文学里面，言语是一个很重要常提的一个题目。
Tongues or the words that we speak is a common topic in the wisdom literatures.
在这个之后啊，它的这个里面还会提到，所以今天我不试着来谈这个问题。
We will be talking about it later.
因为实际上在这个地方讲到勒住他舌头的时候，它其实是用来代表整个道德，一个人的整个的道德生活。
Because here it's just a representative of the whole righteous life.
就好像他们有时候会用割礼这么一件事情来代表整个律法一样。
Just like sometimes in the Bible, the writer would use the circumcision to represent the entire law in the Old Testament.
第二十七节他说到这个真敬虔，那种能被神所接纳的那种的真的真实的信仰，它是既包含了外在的行为，外在的这个好行为，也包括了内在的好生命。
And it tells us a true religion, an acceptable religion in God's eyes, is good deeds, is both good deeds on the outside and goodness inside us.
其实保罗不也是这样子说吗？
And Paul actually gave the same message.
在加拉太书第五章第六节的时候，他是说，原来在基督那里，在基督里，在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, Paul wrote, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love."
我们主耶稣基督不也是这样子说吗？
And same thing was said by Jesus himself.
他说，这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能够结坏果子，坏树不能够结好果子。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 to 18, it says, "Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit."
当我们读到这里的时候，我们还要小心，因为我们还要继续往下读。
When we read until here, we need to be warned because we need to keep reading.
这是今天讲到里面可能最严肃的一段话。
This is probably the most serious words in today's preaching.
我们不要自欺，因为刚才所讲的这些话是关乎生死的事情。
We should not deceive ourselves because this is a matter of life and death.
因为耶稣基督讲完好树结好果子之后，他紧接下来是这样子说的。
Because after giving the teaching about good trees and bad trees, Jesus continued to say this.
凡不结好果子的树就砍下丢在火里，所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
希望我们今天看完这一段的经文以后，我们心里可以有这样子的想法。
I hope we will have the thought after hearing this message.
第一，我们要热切 遵行并且遵守神的道。
First, we need to be eager in receiving and obeying the word of God.
我知道我们在整个的教会里面常常会有这样子的抱怨。
I know there are certain complaints in our church.
当我们论到学习神的话的时候。
When we talk about study the Bible.
有时候我们觉得这个查经班啦，主日学啦，主日讲道啦，我们都没有收获。
Sometimes we feel that we don't learn much in the Bible study groups, in Sunday school, or in a Sunday sermon.
Well, 是啊，我们小组查经的带领人，我们的主日学的老师，我们这个主日的讲台的这个讲员，都有各种不同的限制。
It is true that our Bible study leaders, Sunday school teachers, Sunday preachers, they're all limited in one way or the other.
如果你去了这个查经班多年，你每个礼拜来听主日讲到这个这么多年，我想我也可以了解你的想法。
If you've been to Bible studies and Sunday teachings year after year, I think I can feel you.
你很难会觉得。很多的时候你都会觉得实在这些内容很乏味，都是老生常谈。
A lot of times you will feel that you've heard this message over and over.
我了解，因为我也听了不少的道。
I can feel you because like you, I have also heard a few sermons in life.
我来美国以后才比较固定的认真的听讲道。
It was until I came to the United States that I started to come to church and listen to.
您帮我做个数学，帮我做个数学，您这样就会这些喜欢工科的人就会醒过来了。
Help me on math, so your science majors will be awake.
我八三年来到现在现在是这个2017年，这有多少年的时间啊
？I came in 1983 and now it's 2017. So how many years is in that?
好，为了这个简单起见，我一年听50篇主日讲道，差不多。
And to keep it simple, let's say I hear 50 Sunday sermons.
那我大概这几年听了多少讲多少篇主日讲道啊
？So how many sermons have I heard?
多少？1700啊 ？OK，
1700。
我们当中是有学数学好的人是吧？1700，我不晓得，你讲1700，我就说1700啊。
We have no idea. We'll just take that answer.
所以1700篇讲听完1700篇主日讲道，我想啊。可能大概是都会重复吧。
I think there are some repetitive message in there.
但是我学到一件事情。
But I learned one thing.
这些重复的这些的信息啊，它的目的啊，不是要试着教我们一些我们没有听过的内容。
The repeated messages are not meant to teach us something we've never heard of.
我发现这些重复的这些的教导这些的信息是要指出很多我还没有做到的事情。
The repeated messages are meant to remind me of what I haven't done.
而我们还没有做的事情，当一个上帝的话我们还没有去实行的时候，我们其实就是还没有听到神的话。
And when we cannot practice out something, that means we haven't heard a message enough.
还没有接受到神的话。
Or we haven't actually received the message.
雅各他整本书他没有意思要在这个地方来告诉你许多的神学的问题。
James doesn't intend to talk about theological questions in his book.
他也没有兴趣要跟你谈伦理学当中许多困难的这种的很难处理的这些的 case.
He also didn't intend to talk about the difficult cases in moral principles.
因为我们今天人的困境不在于我们不能够解决许多伦理理论上的那些的困境。
Because our problem today is not that we cannot solve those moral paradox or difficult cases.
我们世界上的问题，我们生命里面的问题，最主要的是在我们所知道的事情上面， 我们根本还没有去遵行。
The bigger problem is on what we do know, we still cannot act it out.
我们还有很多的事情，我们会用各样的理由拒绝去相信，拒绝去遵行。
There are many cases we are trying to find excuses to avoid actually practicing the word of God.
当我们讨论一些该做什么、不该做什么的时候，我们会把它推到一些极端的问题上面，然后就纠缠不清，然后就忘掉了。这些的话其实有很多我们日常生活实际上是可以能做的事情。
When we talk about what we should and should not do, a lot of times we push it to the extreme cases and then we debate there forever, but we forgot that there are things we can do in our daily lives.
我在我们当中很多基督徒可能在传福音的时候有这样子的经验。
I know that many Christians among us have this experience when we try to spread the gospel.
如果现在讲的是你，你不要介意啊。
If I'm talking about you, don't mind me.
有时候我们跟一个朋友讲说，哎呀，这个你要接受福音，要信主啊。
Sometimes we tell someone that, you should accept the gospel, you should become a believer.
然后他们就开始问孔子和苏格拉底他们有没有得救啊。
And they start to ask, is Confucius saved? Is Socrates saved?
如果有平行宇宙的话，我在另外一个宇宙里面，我会不会信主啊？
Will I be saved in another parallel universe?
我们会觉得这有一点点好笑，好像那个在那个撒玛利亚在那个井边的妇人一样。
We might feel this laughable. They're like the lady in Samaria by the well.
但是我们在我们自己的信仰里面，是不是有同样的情形？
But in our own faith, do we have the same problem?
不愿意把那样子上帝的话用来光照我们自己现在生命里面的黑暗，却把它推向外面去找去谈一些其他人的事情。
We don't want to use the light from from God to shine through the darkness in our own lives, but we rather use it to shine on other things out of us.
今年是这个宗教改革500年的这个纪念。
This year is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
很惭愧，我们教会没有太多讲这一方面的东西。
It's a pity that we didn't talk about it much in our church.
借着今天，我们就稍微用这个宗教改革五百年作为今天劝勉的一部分。
So today, let's use it as part of our encouragement.
其实这个的感想的来源是，其实跟这个我们教会弟兄 Aaron 有关系。
The reason I thought about this has something to do with brother Aaron.
他有兴趣去跑去参加这个唐崇荣的这个，反正在 LA 的一个500年的这个一个特别的聚会。
He went to a special gathering for the celebration of the Reformation.
回来以后大发热心，他去网上找到了一个这个 video， 然后跟大家讲，哎，这个很好，大家去看一下。
And then he found a video online and he shared it among some brothers and sisters.
他甚至告诉我们说，如果你实在没时间，从几分几秒开始看起。
And he even said that if you don't have time, just start from this second.
And 我是好学生，所以我就真的看了。
I'm a good student, so I actually watched.
它里面有一个牧师讲到，其中有一点，我觉得是给我们一个很好的提醒。
I think there was a very good point, in there.
你知道，因信称义是宗教改革中一个重要的一个主张。
We all know that justification by faith is one of the major points in the Reformation.
但是他在里面后半段一个，我记得是一个信义会神学院的院长还是谁，一个他提到说，他指出一个点，就是说这个因信称义呢，就成了我们这个时代的赎罪券。
And one of the speakers says, justification by faith became the indulgence of our days.
赎罪券是我们花点钱就能够让我们不必真的 在信仰里面不必有真实的信仰就可以得到赦免赦罪。
So indulgence in history is a way to pay for salvation without actually doing the work or changing your life.
今天我们只要喊一喊因信称义的口号，我们就心安了。
And today we just say we're justified by faith, and then we have this peace.
第二方面是我们看到我们自己在我们自己今天的教会也有许多当初改教时候天主教整个大公教会的状况。
And today there's also problems in our church that are very similar to the problems of the church before the Reformation.
我们用神的话来批判、来审判别人。
We use the word of God to judge others.
但是我们没有用同样的标准，甚至用更高的标准来批判我们自己，来审判我们自己。
But we didn't use the same standard or even higher standard to judge ourselves.
我说的自己是包括教会和我们个人而言。
Including our church and and individuals.
这都是另外的一种的自欺。
These are all other ways of deceiving.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God have grace on us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，你的心意是要让我们能够在你面前领受那得生命的真道。
Father Lord, you desire us to receive the word that will give us life,
并且给我们一个正直的生命与生活。
And give us a moral life every day.
也求你借着今天雅各的劝勉，
We pray that by using the encouragement of James today,
我们转脸向你，
We will turn our faces back upon to you.
愿你的脸光照我们。
May you enlighten us.
我们这样子祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.